Egbert had become lost in his haste, but he did not admit it.
Aha, wood panelling. This is it. Halt and give me space.
He tugged aside a thin oak slat and squeezed through, looking about speculatively at the new entrance he had found. He was forced to jump aside with a startled squeak as three sections of the wainscot were slammed flat on the floor and armed creatures began pouring in. Joseph took the mole's paw in a gesture of friendship.
Thank you, Egbert. There is one more favour I would ask of you. Back in the entrance cave, you will find three small creatures, Wincy, Benji, and Figs. Would you be so kind as to watch over them until this thing is finished?
A smile of relief crossed the mole's face.
Indeed I will, Joseph. If you will excuse me, I'll go and attend to them straight away.
Four moles stopped him climbing back into the tunnels.
Nice place ye have here, Sir Egbert. Where are ye?
The scholar lapsed into mole dialect to reply.
Boer, she'm nice all right, sir. I be off now to look after ye litlins. Goodbye, moler.
Finbar's teeth gleamed white in the gloom of the dim chamber they had emerged into.
Must be something wrong with that, and he's going to miss all the fighting. Come on, puckos, get yourselves through here. We ain't got all summer.
Finbar had been one of the first through the opening. He made a quick scouting trip accompanied by Duddy, Roof and Fatch. Sliding silently back into the chamber, he found Joseph among the creatures crowding the ill-lit room.
Bellmaker, I found where their fight's at. Along the passage outside and down some stairs. You can hear the hullabaloo from the top of the stairwell.
Joseph hefted a long ash stave that he favoured as a weapon, crying,
Then that's where Marielle and Dandin will be. Are we ready?
Finbar was already racing Blerin for the door.
Last one down there's a flat crab!
Marielle saw the charge coming. She swung her gullwhacker as Troutlad, Greenbeck and Mooter picked up the door and headed the countercharge. Behind them, the small force swung sling stones into the horde's front rank as they dashed down the passage with only a battered door between them and the crowds of grey rats.
Red wall!
They met with a crash, the door flattening several rats as the long spears and pikes sought out the south's warders. Dandin led them under the spear points, ducking low as he dived in with his long dagger drawn. Arrows came hissing over at the slingers. Those who had not struck returned sling stones fast and hard. Grunting and slashing, roaring and striking, the conflict went on in the narrow passage. Silvermord stood on the backs of two rats who were bent double. They gasped as she leaped up and down, excitedly shrieking,
Finish them off! Kill! Kill! Kill!
A mighty blow from Joseph's stave sent her spinning. Suddenly, the air was filled with wild war cries.